Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
From today, non-essential stores will be able to welcome customers again. Cambridge City Council has a number of measures in place. And I'm pleased to say City Council leader Lewis Herbert joins me now over Zoom. Good morning, Lewis.
Morning, Julian.
Good to see you as well. This is one of the strange things we have here. The first time, actually, I think we've actually done a Zoom call live in the studio. And I can see you. Because there's no camera in our studio PCs, you can't see me. It's somewhat unnerving, actually, truth be told.
Well, I can, but it's a stock photo. You look good.
Thank you. It's a couple of years old. It's before the lockdown hair took hold, really. And can I just say, I have to mention this to the listeners, a lovely picture of Cambridge Market behind you there, drawn, I think, by the looks of the star, by Naomi Davis. Is that right?
It is. We've got some great artists in this city, and I'm particularly proud of the ones that live in my ward of Coleridge. But yeah, she's done some amazing pictures, and yeah, we're so lucky to have such a place to effectively have been in lockdown, but now we have to start opening it up again.
Yeah, we do. And I'm thinking, obviously, the market, and we'll talk about... Well, let's talk about the market first, because gradually, as we heard last week on the programme, the stalls, as I understand it, around the edge, the perimeter of the market are opening up, aren't they?
Yeah, they were doing really good business at the weekend. So... Yeah, open air stalls have been able to open, but yeah, we've been working very closely with the traders, and the ones that have stuck in there and the ones that are coming back deserve the public support. So please shop at the market, shop in the fresh air, and they've got an amazing range of food and other goods now.
No, very much so. Love the cheese always. The nearby areas, well, also the Grafton across the city a little way, also the Grand Arcade and Lion Yard. Now today, many of those shops are going to be opening for the first time. How has the City Council been working with those areas?
Well, we've worked closely with the shops and also with Cambridge BID, which is the organisation that works for them, with them, and for the benefit of the city. So it's not a sudden opening. It'll happen in stages. And we've marked up the pavement. So we're looking for people to keep left. It sounds like a bit of a Labour slogan, but it's more to keep people on the left side pavement as people walk through the city. And the people have just got to stay safe. So personally, I would encourage people to wear face covering if they're indoors. It's not the law, but I do think it shows respect, and it also is shown in a Cambridge University study to help people, and it does help people stay safe. So that's where our focus is on, enabling it to open up safely. But we need retail. We need the city centre. There's a lot of jobs. Our footfall has fallen one of the fastest in the country. And within bounds of safety, please come back into the city centre. There'll be a lot of things going on.
So you're convinced it's safe. I know one of our listeners this morning, Deborah, was saying, oh, no, you're not going to get me into the shops at the moment.
Well, it's a matter of choice. And clearly there are a number of people who rightly, for different health conditions, are not going to venture out. So the likes of Amazon and other delivery companies will continue to send large amounts of cardboard boxes. And clearly, wherever we can, we've been supporting people. One of the astonishing and things that makes me so proud of Cambridge is just the strength of the networks which enable people who need to stay indoors to be supported, along with all of the neighbours and the relatives who've been doing a stunning job. So people don't need to venture out if they don't want to. And I think still we should ration our trips, because there's no sense in us putting ourselves in harm's way.
No, I have to say, I've done, you know, somebody who lives around the corner from goodness knows how many shops, and I'd be forever popping out. And I'm going once a week, if that now, to, and it really makes you kind of think, doesn't it, about what you've got in the cupboard and making sure that you organise things correctly. I want to pick you up on your point about the economy of Cambridge and the footfall. I'm figuring that ultimately this does put a strain on the City Council finances.
Yeah, well, there's four themes, both the challenges now and ahead. The council, we have to rethink and relook at how we do things. We're left, before we start making some measures, nearly £10 million short. Now, that isn't big in the nature of some organisations, but that's half of our net budget every year. So the government has not come to the party. They made big claims that they would help us, that we had to do all it would take. We're spending £50,000 a week alone on homelessness, amongst other extra bills. And the government has left us in a really diabolical position. So we have to make difficult choices, but we do have to be at the heart of the economic recovery, jobs. We've got to have people in jobs. The social recovery, there's going to be unemployment. We're going to continue supporting people, but also environmental opportunities and the reshaping of our city centre. So we're working with the county council on a lot of schemes promoting and assisting cycling and creating more pavement space. So there's a lot going on, but it hasn't been helped by a government that really hasn't come to the rescue of local government. They've expected us to do everything.
You mentioned about the pedestrians and having to keep left, which reminds me of school. My headmaster was always saying, when you walk along the veranda, follow the rule of the road and keep left. But cycle lanes as well. I think there's some new signage going up around the city to make sure that people go in the right place. And as these new additional cycle lanes get introduced, which are going to, I guess, be a surprise to pedestrians and motorists.
So, yeah, there's a lot of changes, and some of them we would like to see stick. So Mill Road, main roads coming into the city. We do need to create more pavement. We also do need to have more cycling space. Sadly, quite a lot of drivers are going at top speed at the moment. So we need that to happen. We also want the county council to use enforcement powers it gets next week, which will really enable unblocking of pavements and cycle lanes. So they need to have stronger powers. So yeah, we've got cleaner air and we want to keep it. We want to try and reshape the city centre as far as we can, reduce the number of cars. And obviously when people feel it safer, get people back on public transport.
Is there a non-essential item that you're looking forward to purchasing today at all?
I need a CD player. So I've been in semi-lockdown and I've got this great stack of CDs. So Spotify to the rescue, but I've got some CDs I want to listen to. But So I will go out sometime this week. I need a better bike pump if anybody's got one spare. Now, I need to go out and buy a couple of things. But I think thinking ahead, we just need to work as a community, support each other, because even when the epidemic comes to an end, we're still going to have consequences and a lot of people out of a job, a lot of support needed. And we need people to continue to support the changes to our roads. And also get out there and help the city centre recovery. Be nice to shop workers. Be nice to each other. We want people to smile at each other. I know it's not simple, but we should get some warmth out of this.
It's tricky when you're wearing a mask, smiling at people. It doesn't work as well as it used to. Just before we let you go, Lewis, it's also Refugee Week this week, and I know that Cambridge continues to house a number of Syrian refugees, but we haven't heard too much about them recently. How are they coping with the lockdown?
Well, some of them are in furlough. I mean, the good news is their English is really good. Their families, so there's a lot of children that came over. The reason there's not been a lot of coverage is we want them to settle in, and they have, and it's all been working really well. And we've also been supported by South Cambridge recently in them providing additional housing. So further families have come over, and they've all been safe. And they're doing well, but we do, for many reasons, we need the economy and the jobs market to recover, including for their sake.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Lewis, thank you very much for joining
thank
us
you.
This morning. As always, both on the Syrian refugees and also on our main subject this morning, of the city, and everywhere else for that matter, opening up once more. That's Lewis Herbert, City Council leader, takes us to 8:25.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.